This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran has threatened to, quote, decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic following President Joe Biden linking Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured at least 40 troops. There are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's ongoing war in Hamas in the Gaza Strip and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. U.S. officials said Wednesday that a Navy destroyer shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by the Houthis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Gaza, a desperate situation for more than a million displaced people in overcrowded shelters is being made worse by the weather. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Gaza City, rain pouring in through holes in a roof, courtesy airstrikes. Tent camps like Jabalia, crowded with refugees, now sloshing through mud. This woman says the rain has drowned us. Everything's wet and cold, and on top of that, little food. But the flow of aid now hindered amid accusations that 12 employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks.
UNRWA has provided essential humanitarian assistance.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield.
They've literally saved thousands of lives, and it's unfortunate that this information has raised some doubts about UNRWA.
UNRWA has roughly 13,000 employees in Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives panel on Tuesday approved impeachment charges against Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official, a near unprecedented move that comes as political tensions around immigration ramp up. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
The move comes as political tensions mount over the issue of immigration, as Republicans blame a surge of migrants at the country's southern border on Democratic President Joe Biden and his top border official.
Secretary Mayorkas's actions have forced our hand.
Representative Mark Green is the Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
That is why today we present this committee with the articles of impeachment against Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
In a party-line vote, the committee passed articles of impeachment alleging Mayorkas intentionally encouraged illegal immigration with lax policies and violated public trust by making false statements to Congress. Democrats have dismissed the impeachment effort as a political ploy, and constitutional experts have said the policy criticisms outlined by Republicans do not meet impeachment's high standard of misconduct.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. The lower house of Russia's parliament has approved a bill that would allow the confiscation of money, valuables, and other assets from those convicted on charges of spreading, quote, deliberately false information about the country's military. It's expected to quickly sail through the upper house and be signed by President Vladimir Putin. Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin has said the law would apply to people convicted of publicly inciting, quote, extremist activities or, quote, discrediting the armed forces. Entrepreneur Elon Musk says his computer brain interface company has done a human implant. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a post on the platform X, a patient received an implant on Sunday and is recovering well. Musk, who owns the interface company Neuralink, didn't provide details. The implant is about the size of a large coin and is designed to be implanted in the skull with ultra-thin wires going directly into the brain. Pennsylvania State University brain researcher Laura Cabrera says the procedure could benefit certain patients.
This first trial is more focused on helping those with quadriplegic or people with ALS.
Neuralink is one of many groups working on linking the nervous system to computers. There are more than 40 brain-computer interface trials underway. I'm Norman Hall.
French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said Wednesday that some 300,000 spectators will be able to attend the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympic Games, about half the size of what was originally planned. The giant show on the River Seine on July 26th will mark the first time that an opening ceremony is held outside of a usual stadium setting. It will also involve a massive security operation with tens of thousands of police officers and soldiers deployed. The athletes will be paraded through the heart of the French capital on boats on the Seine along a 6-kilometer route. Both banks of the river will be lined by spectators behind multiple security cordons. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.